Hello, my name is Maureen Halleck, and this past December, just before Christmas, I went to the doctor's for my annual physical, and went and saw him. He checked me out, did my blood work, and I went home, and he called me back a few days later, and it happened to be December 7th, which is also Pearl Harbor Day. I don't know what that means. But he called me, and it was Pearl Harbor Day, and I was in the kitchen making some Hawaiian food for dinner. You know, like pork, pineapple, some poi, and the doctor called and said, "Maureen, we have to talk. Your blood work came back." I'm thinking, okay. So he says, "Listen, you know, I gave you an A1C, and your came back in the nines, and your glucose levels are over 300. You have type 2 diabetes." And I said, "What?" "Because you have type 2 diabetes." And I said, "I can't have diabetes. Can you check the chart again? Probably something else. You know, maybe it's lupus, Alzheimer's, I know, brain cancer. I can't have diabetes, doctor. That's a no food disease." And he goes, "No, you do. And you'll need to see a specialist." So I get off the phone with him, and I'm a little stunned, and I'm thinking, I have like diabetes. This sucks. And it sucked on a lot of levels, but the level that it sucked the most on was not even that it's a life-threatening disease, but it's a no-food disease. And food is my life. Food is what I'm all about. It's what I do. I'm a writer. I write about food. I have a food blog. I went back to culinary school, and the kids were in high school. I have a catering business. And now that the kids are in college, it's what my husband and I do. It's what we share. It's our passion. It's how we communicate. We go to food tastings and dinners, and all of our vacations are culinary tours. I have 2 hours of video from last summer from Mexico, from a pig roast. It was 14 hours, and we condensed it down to 2, and we actually watch it. This is how we communicate our passion. And it becomes sexual after a while. You know, some couples in their intimate moments share pornography. Not us. We watch the Food Channel. And there is a place in the marital bedroom for kitchen utensils. I just, you know. Up until about a month ago, in fact, my husband sometimes would call me in the afternoons from work, and we'd kind of go there about food. He'd call and he'd say, "So, what are you doing about dinner?" And I'd say, "Well, I'm doing it right now." And he goes, "Yeah?" And I said, "Yeah. Right now, I am knuckle deep in tarragon butter." And he goes, "Oh, talk to me, baby." And I said, "I'm going to rub it all over 2 raw, thick, juicy New York strip steaks." And he'd go, "Oh, my God. My boss is coming. I got to go." Okay. So I get this news, and I'm thinking, I can't deal with this. I have to call somehow and share this news with my family. I have to reach out. And there's a stigma about diabetes, you know? It's a lot of people don't like to talk about it, you know? Paula Deen, for example. They outed her, right? Paula Deen was in the closet there for 3 years, and they outed her, huh? She was in that big fried food closet. Anyway, so I call my husband. I need to reach out. And I get him on the phone, and I say, "I have a diagnosis from the doctor. I have type 2 diabetes." And he goes, "Well, what does that mean?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean, what does it mean?" And he goes, "Well, does it mean that we can't play that little game with the lamb chops and the ice cream scooper anymore?" And I said, "Thanks, honey." I hung up on him. I called my daughter at college, and I said, "Have to share with you here before the holidays, you know, I have diabetes." And there's a pause, and she goes, "Does this mean you're not going to bring up those 10 praline cheesecakes for my sorority party next week?" And I said, "Probably." Hang up on her, call my son, he's at college. Given the news, he goes, "Mom, I can't talk right now. I'm going to hockey practice, but you're still making that prime rib for Christmas Eve, right?" So I'm like, So I call a specialist. The doctor's giving me the number of an endocrinologist, and I make an appointment. I go in. And I'm in the examination room, feeling kind of vulnerable and small in that little gown, actually feeling vulnerable and large. And little nervous, and the nurse comes in and she gives me a clipboard. She goes, we have a lifestyle screening questionnaire to give you, and then doctor will be in shortly. And I said, okay. And I'm looking at the questionnaire. The first question is, how often do you weigh yourself? So I write down, usually at the airport, once with and then without the luggage. Next question, do you smoke? Well, usually only cigarettes. How many alcoholic beverages do you have a week? And I said, and I write down, what day in particular were you concerned about? Do you go out for a lot of fast food? Thinking like, no, I prefer to recreate Paula Deen's dishes right here at home. So I'm looking at the walls, waiting for the doctor, kind of nervous, and I'm looking up and it says, you know, like Dartmouth, Yale, Columbia. I think this guy must be really smart. So he walks in and he takes the clipboard and he's reading it. And he introduces himself and his name is Dr. Feldenstein. So I'm pretty sure he's Jewish. So he's brilliant and he's Jewish. And he's got Nike running shoes on. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way this guy is going to have any sympathy for what I responded to on the lifestyle screening questionnaire. And sure enough, he didn't. And he says to me, as he's looking at the chart, Mrs. Halleck, do you think this is funny? And I said, no. And he goes, you've been making some very bad decisions, and you need help. And I look at the guy, I've got two instincts right now. The first one is to hop off the table and body slam the guy into the next examination room, right? And my second instinct is to curl up on the table in the fetal position and just start crying. But I don't get a chance to do that because all of it, he turns around, and he opens up the cabinet and he starts taking stuff out. He hands me a tote bag and he's pulling out pamphlets and booklets and brochures and logs and journals and all kinds of equipment with pokey things and sticks and meters. And he says to me, Mrs. Halleck, you have a life-threatening disease and you have to sign up for diabetic education classes. But until then, do you have any questions? And I'm looking at the diet list, the watery vegetables, and the carb count was like a quarter of a Triscuit. There's the Triscuit. And I said, yeah, I have a question. Can you go back in the cabinet and see if there's a Rolodex here with Dr. Kevorkian's number on it? Because I think I just want to die right now. I don't think I want to do this. It's like, Mrs. Halleck, you better want to do this. You need to go home and save your life. Okay. So I go home, you know, and we kind of make it through Christmas. I'm testing and I'm weighing and measuring my food and it went pretty well, except for Christmas Eve, when I served a tossed salad for dinner, and the family got upset. So I ran upstairs and locked myself in the bedroom with a bottle of Grey Goose vodka and a tin of those Danish butter cookies that everybody gave me tonight. So the next morning, I had an epiphany right there at Christmas, and I decided to go out, take a walk, and just visualize what was bothering me, visualize my disease, give it a name. So I went outside and I'm thinking, diabetes, what is this? Is my new hobby, career? I'm thinking, no, diabetes doesn't even sound like a disease. It sounds like some badass Greek mythological goddess, right? And I envision her so I can have power over her. And I see her there on top of Mount Olympus, arms outstretched, and I'm thinking, and I see her, and she's got her arms raised with a cupcake in one hand and a glucose meter in the other. And she's wearing long flowing robes. They're plus size robes, like a 1X, 2X. And she's up there staring down at me. So I envisioned her and I stated an intention. And I looked up and I said, diabetes, you dumb bitch. I'm gonna run 5 miles today, have another salad, and then run up to the top of the mountain and beat the shit out of you.